Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Zosha. I am your host, your only host today of Unstoppable Love. I'm so happy you're joining me. So I'm so excited to be here. I'm like, no, I'll tell you about Lauren in a minute. I'm like, no, I'm doing it. I have to know what it's like to do a show on my own. You've done a show on your own. Beautiful Kelly's done a show on her own. Sunshine, on and on. I have to try this. I'm so excited, so inspired. It is a long weekend here in the United States, so Lauren went out to play. And I'm actually not going to say more because I'm just going to blurt and probably share something I shouldn't. So, but to you, sis, I miss you. I love you. I hope you're not listening. I hope you're having so much fun, whatever you're doing. And as far as I know, she will be back with us next weekend. Unless she's just having so much fun. So I'm here. I have so much energy running through me. Connect with Kelly. Yes, BBS is the network of the light, 100% with you. I got to hear your beautiful show, the synchronicities. Of course, we kind of discussed it, my angel sister. And then I had to tune out and I had to dance with Sting. I've been trying to calm my energy levels down. So BBS, if you ever hear a pause, I'm just taking a breath. I just have to, actually I'll do one right now. Maybe everyone wants a breath. Okay, here we go. Okay, cool. All right. So what is it like? I never had a sister in this expression. What is it like when the sister goes away? Do I get to turn up the music? Do I get to try on her clothes? I won't touch the dress. I promise I won't touch your dress. I would never do that. It's just kind of funny. So this is really neat to be in this space, to be in this dimension with all of you, to be in this universe with all of you. That's what these shows are. Our own spaces. That's what it feels like from this side, to be in this space with all of you. I feel you. It's interesting because when I'm with Lauren, I feel her so strongly. It's like we're playing tennis. So it's really neat right now. I'm playing paddleball with myself, but I feel all of you. So it's very, very profound, really. And there's so much welling up inside of me. I have to share that to my other friend out there. Yes, I said so much is welling up inside of me. I had a profound experience with Wells, and she used that phrase because also, as I've shared on other shows, there's so much crystallizing, welling up, knowing things. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, do I share some things? Do I hold it on my own? It's a tricky balance. Just trying to feel what to share, what not to share. So I'll just hold on to it, but it was a profound experience. What a privilege, as Q has said, to really be in duality and to be able to feel and witness things at these depths. I was inspired to speak about a few different topics today. I made something for everyone too. I'll get to that in a minute. My first one is I had a message from one of our listeners, so beautiful and always so touched by the heart and reaching out. I always want to follow Q's model because I see the profoundness of these radio shows to reach more people instead of just one-on-ones. When I never did a one-on-one with Q, but he was doing one-on-ones with many of you and moved to radio. I see it, can feel it. Right, Kelly? Right, everybody? What we're doing, how we're bringing the message as well. We're getting the story. Q mentioned something in one of the shows I listened to, our stories are coming together. We're telling a similar story. We're speaking about ascension. We're speaking about what's going on here. And we're all coalescing into that message, and that is creating it. We're creating our future. So just to reach out, as a listener reached out, sometimes, you know, going through the highs and lows, looking for the company, looking for our people. And someone else shared as well about missing Q. And I realized, of course we all miss Q, right? But the bigger reason, and we've talked about this on shows in the past, why? Look what's happening. There's always a purpose, I feel. There's always a purpose. It's very well planned. We're being watched and observed. And look at the changes that are happening. But what do we do? What do we do when we feel those things? What do we do? Let's just say last week, okay, I have sustained amounts of peace, live a really peaceful life. I've cleared so much infrequency out of my life. I don't participate in what I don't prefer most of the time, unless I choose it. But then when I do, I recognize it's my choice. So last week I shared, I did a water and herbal tea cleanse, and there was a hurricane quote off the coast, clouds that I still have witnesses to the war that's going on. It's still there for the people mentioned to being. And it was actually really helpful for the people to mention that being in the article recently mentioned, the singularity event, because it's a reminder. So just to go back, that week, that storm off the coast also mirrored a little storm I was feeling inside. So what I observed myself, I got annoyed with myself. I'm like, come on, Zosha, what are you doing? You know, this isn't you. These feelings aren't you. These thoughts aren't you, all of that. But sometimes, I know you all know, it is such a strong grip that what do you do? What do you do sometimes when that's such a strong grip hanging on, when you just trying to cut those cords to that perceived negative energy? What is it? It's just a reminder. And what came to me? What do we keep doing? Listening to cues, repeating similar messages, the same, always the same message in a different way. That's what I'm doing. That's what Lauren and I aim to do. Always, always here to help and just share our stories. And there's a lot of repetition, and that's okay, because I saw how I grew with repetition. I'm different every single day. I'm different every single day. I hear it different every day. So what came to me is wash, rinse, repeat. So what do I do? Last week, if I was feeling whatever the feelings are, who cares? They're in the past, but they're still real. So I don't ever want to seem Pollyanna, like, oh, I'm in a sustained state of peace. No, there's still a reality of this war that shows itself in my expression. It still comes in. So what do? If you're feeling low, tired, confused, it's the same things. And I'll just read down a little list that I wrote. Go within, live your highest excitement. Stop thinking, stop remembering, be in the now, head to heart drop, increase your life force energy. When we bring in that light, it displaces the darkness. So just to pause there a second, we have the intelligence of knowing what's happening, right? We're very well educated. We're well versed in what's happening here, but it still happens sometimes. So again, it's just that tenacity. Just keep getting up, wash, rinse, repeat. You need a bigger boost. There's a free clearing on Creation Lightship. Be here now. You can run that. They just asked for a donation. I feel you're going to run it free a couple times. Sometimes you just need a boost. You're just feeling so tired. You need a boost. Creation Lightship's here. Creation Lightship, just if there's new people, I always feel there's new people here. How people come in, it's interesting. And so appreciative. And thank you. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate that. Lauren and I appreciate your presence as always. Just a reminder, Creation Lightship has sample clearings. At the top of the page are 5 free clearings. All of Creation Lightship doesn't cost money. Listen to that. They're profound. They work. They are active. You'll hear Ron say that they're active in the replays. Of course they are, just like Q's active in his replays. And also, if you haven't signed up for their emails every week, sometimes it can be overwhelming. But when I signed up for their email every week, Sunday or Monday, a new one comes across, and it's sort of a manageable dose. If I'm ever not sleeping at night, I'll go get my laptop and I'll click on the email and play the most recent link of Ron and know that it's doing, I fall asleep. I just know it's doing the work. It's helpful, constantly, tenacious, wash, rinse, repeat. Rerun in unlimited clearings you purchase on the timeline crashes or on any. If you have any clearings you've ever purchased that are unlimited, I just run them again. Consider running them again. Just clear yourself up. Help keep clearing, the vessel. All of Q shows attune and recalibrate to his harmonics. Mermaid's harmonics, Osh's harmonics, they are outside of here. We attune to their frequency. It helps more support. Do commands from a peaceful place. I shared with a friend last week of what happened when I had that little storm and I observed it. I was sitting outside, beautiful day, I'll just say, I don't know, last Friday, sitting outside in the sunshine, just really being for just over an hour. And it was coming to me, just sort of pondering, like, what was that? Just observing. What did happen? Where did that come from? It's just, okay, it was another fur ball deep down. Just had to come out. Cool. I know. I didn't even know at the time that it was part of the process, even though I didn't enjoy it. Sometimes we hit a low note in the symphony. It isn't joyful. Peace isn't necessarily without events you don't prefer. That's what I've found. I can stay in a deep inner state of peace while there's a storm going around me. So that's what I really observed. But back to being outside in the sun, I was sitting on the chair and I felt, you know what? I'm so powerful. We're so powerful. We are the light and we know this. So I did, it was really quiet in my knowing that I could collapse those timelines. So I did a slow knowing timeline crash of the negativity of the prior week. There are like three weird incidences. And you know what? I'm not kidding you. Within 5 minutes, the clouds above me started to break up like ice cubes. And it was so personal. The ice cubes were just around me, just above my head. There were clouds all over, just above my head. And I felt, wow, look at this. It is the best feedback. And I sat there, just continued to sit there. And a little while went by and I just did it again. I don't prefer negative timelines. I crashed them again. It's getting bigger and bigger. Now, if you look on Creation Lightship, Ron Amatron did post photos of what the clouds look like when you collapse timelines. These ice cube looking clouds started to go throughout the whole sky. I share this, hopefully you're inspired. It continued. I just sat there. So I was a couple hours outside just being, really observing. I want to know more and more. I want to practice using my capabilities more and more and more. And then I come to know I've already had capabilities that I didn't realize they were my capabilities. Everything's crystallizing. I'm using it. I'm witnessing it. I'm participating in it. It's my creation. It's my universe. I have the right to be here and the power to create what I want. So I did it another time. I'm not kidding you. They just started to move and eventually the sky was blue. Profound, profound feedback from a state of peace and from a state of knowing. So we have that with us always. So wash, rinse, repeat. Read for the people.space. If mention the most recent one, if anyone's new, when you go to forthepeople.space, the newest articles are posted down the right side. You'll be brought to the top of the page, but if you scroll down on the right, you'll see about 5 recent posts on the right. Click on that and it'll take you to the article. What else can we do? This is not revelations to anyone. Get out in nature in any way. You don't have nature around you. I open my refrigerator and smell the cilantro, something like that, an essential oil, anything to just reset myself. Play music, watch a show, change your routine, do something different, do it backwards. Just keep trying. Tenacity. Wash, rinse, repeat. Follow your inspiration at every little moment. Sometimes that can be annoying because I sit there sometimes, I'm like, all right, what are we inspired to do today? And I get nothing. We got nothing. All right, what are we going to do? Then I just move in the direction I feel the inspiration. It sounds silly. I made watermelon juice earlier. I don't know. It's just, again, not to be trite, not to be, it's that simple. It's difficult. I get it, Q. I get it. It's growing. We know it's just delightful. It's whatever I want, but it's not always these bells and chimes going off of inspiration. But I know through my experience now, it always leads me to another moment, and it seems to grow. And then all of a sudden, something perfect shows up. Observe your spirit within. The thoughts and feelings are not you. That's what I was doing outside, observing my spirit. What can my spirit do? I've experienced tons of amazing things. Sometimes I forget. So I just watched. I sat with it. I sat with myself for a couple hours. It's profound. It's profound. I just heard synchronistically on the PRQ that was in the continuation of the replays, and Q mentioned siestas, and I chuckle. Yeah, I love siestas, he said, because they're talking about the story of the gentleman who turned sargassum into bricks. That's where the siesta is. Sometimes you just sit and have your siesta. And what wells up in you? What inspiration comes? So, do you see, to sit outside with my cup of coffee and be in nature, it inspired me. But look what else fell, came through for me, the timeline crashing. For this gentleman on the siesta, his idea to turn sargassum into bricks. Amazing. It's sort of a balance, right? It's a balance, a yin yang in our life. It's not always active. For me, I was lacking activity at a later part of my life. What else? And again, these are things I do: bake, paint, draw, write, doodle, sing, dance, play, smell the herbs, smell the flowers, get outside, say hi to someone, drive somewhere. There's never, it's limitless here what we can do. It's limitless. It's our perspective on what we do. Do anything that fills your spirit, just something that feels nice. That person was really nice at the shop. I'm going to go back there tomorrow. And you know what? When I hit the wall and something like that happens, I go back to the top of my list. Go within, live your highest excitement. Stop thinking. Stop remembering. I won't read down the whole list. Stop remembering. Be in the now. I just have to remind myself. One of the recent quotes that Q had stated, we are the greatest tech on the planet. And I demonstrated that to myself by collapsing the timelines. We are the greatest tech. The technology is here in us as spirit, in our heart. There's not one thing in front of you that you did not create. That's also cute. It's another way to look at it. All right. Well, this situation came up. Well, you know, logically, right? We're not going to create these things knowingly. It's much bigger. I observe my spirit outside of here, communing with my spirit here. I've always had this experience as a witnessing state, but it's also helped me when Q would speak about knowing yourself. And for a long time, he would say, outside of here, we don't doubt. Outside of here, we just go. And he would keep repeating it, outside of here. And one day I'm like, outside, what the freak does that mean, outside of here? And as I started to observe and grow my knowledge and knowing and have experiences to remember, I'm very well aware of a lot of my experiences outside of here. So I'm like, okay, wait, this is the dream. Outside of here, I'm in perfect peace, having fun, creating, experiencing, kind of doing everything I want to do here. So once I shifted my perspective, it's not sustained, but mostly once I continuously shifted my perspective to outside of here and then lived from that perspective, it helped me grow that perspective within this body. It helped me grow the light within this body. The more I live from that perspective, not right up against the Empire State Building like I shared once, but at a distance outside of here, I could feel it. So, how do I bring that in here? It's back to wash, rinse, repeat. having a tough time, creation lightship, having a tough time, listen to Kyu, mermaid, endlessly. I'll always refer to Kyu. I mean, even interviewing, when Lauren and I interview Kyu and mermaid, and we had our second hour, and we said, well, we interview you on this late show, this happy hour show, we call it, but we're just going to talk about you on the other show. So we have been true to our nature since day one. Why we're inspired? It's interesting. It's not seeing Q as a savior. We're not doing it this time. We're not doing it this way, that way this time. But someone who sees everything, universal knowledge, and I vet and felt, I mean, instantly I knew who he was and who mermaid was, so I didn't have to go into any of that stuff. But his perspective is outside of here, sharing with us. So everything he has shared, I have overlaid in my life. I've tested it and tried it. And I also came to this with my own knowing about how these things worked. Ah, but I did not know the terrain. And I wasn't radically honest with myself. I was kind of honest with myself. I had more to remove. And that one day I'll share more of those details. But it's the beauty. So what Q shares is a foundational point for me. It's an outside of here with all of his knowledge and wisdom that I have used as a rung on my ladder to get out of here. And it works. It works. Every day, take steps up the rung. I follow my inspiration. All of this week when I knew I was doing the show by myself, I was like, just inspired. I just had things. I mean, from Saturday when Lauren mentioned it to me, I just had all of these things bubbling up. It's fascinating. Really fascinating. It's through my excitement. There's a reason why we're here. All of us. We're no different. There's no hierarchy in the light, but it's all of us on this team. As I see myself, as I experience myself outside of here, maybe you see yourself that way. I don't know. I just share to share it because that's what's coming to my heart. Someone had mentioned the beautiful person who reached out, said too, like, how do I know I'm making a difference? I'd say I've had that question as well. And in one way, you don't. And in the other way, just by being our expression, just by living our highest excitement according to our spirit, can do nothing else but make a difference. How do you know? I'll just say I drove in town. Oh, this is actually funny. All right. So this came to me a few weeks ago. I'm driving in this village, a ton of traffic. It's summer. And I look ahead and all the traffic stops both ways. What do I see? A line of geese walking across the street with all these big SUVs and cars. 5 to 7 geese just right in a line, just slowly crossing the street. I'm like, wow, look at that. I mean, that was so profound. And then I saw it again. I'm not kidding. And then I saw it again the next day. Look at these badass geese owning their space. And these massive behemoths of vehicles all screeched to a halt. It was really such a beautiful lesson. Nature always teaches. So beautiful. So that I forgot where I was going with that, but that's how I aim to live. Just to own my space and express myself. Ah, back to that. It was, how do we know we're making a difference? How do those geese know the difference they made in my life? They don't. They're not even thinking about it. I assume they're just being themselves. But wow, what a lesson I was reminded of. And I'm going to speculate many others. Actually, one of the times there was a truck who was pissed off and he went around. The geese kept going. It kept going. And anyway, just a sweet, sweet lesson. So what else? I just had another synchronicity just before this show started. Which gave me an answer. It's so funny. Okay, on our page, Unstoppable Love, if you go down by our archive section, you'll see I shared something I was inspired to, how would I describe a mind being versus a heart being to my children? My children are my muse. They're my heart-centered loves in this life. And they're in their 20s, but they're not on this journey. They don't listen. I've had them listen to some Q shows, but you know, they're doing their life. They're not here. So I always try and figure out how do you tell someone else about this? So I posted two illustrations that I made. Please, I just did them yesterday. They're a little raw looking. Please do not analyze my handwriting. It's atrocious. But I was trying to figure out, how do you explain this to someone? Like, really explain multiple pieces with an image and words with an image. And just, it was just my attempt to try and explain it. What is it like when you're in your mind? And what is it like when you're in your heart? Because a lot of the things you can't necessarily, you lose people. You know, when you talk about some things, you lose people. So anyway, please, if you're inspired, you can click on the links and see what you feel. The reason why I felt to share is because what it opened up was a conversation with my children. And I realized you could do it with others. Hang on one second. I didn't put the chat up, BB. Okay, I got it up. The conversation, it could start, and it was really interesting. My children were gracious enough to give me feedback, and I just got my son's feedback half an hour before the show started. So I'll just describe it for anyone. I'll try not to go into too much, but it's two pages. The first page describes a mind being, and in it, I have kind of a gingerbread figure, and it's just plain. And at the head, it's a whole crayon scribble around the whole head. To me, that's the matrix. To me, that's also what Q described around our planet. Do you remember? It's like yarn, but there's holes in it. And this came to me quite a while ago. I even sent some things in as a project for PRQ, but it was inspired this week to go deeper into it, or to actually put something to paper. So let me check the time. Okay, good. So mind being. So at the top of this crayon scribble scrabble over the head, I have the word believing. And I'll just read some of the words that I put on the page. The past, duality, thoughts, abduction, fear, anger, doubt, the matrix, timelines, hacking, drama, time, media, mind control, tell a vision, obligations, looping, feelings, phones and video games, mood swings, reactions. And then at the bottom, I put, okay, I wrote two things that Q said, but I erased the quote marks because I really don't like to quote specific and never say that this is exactly his words. So I erased them. Does that make that not a quote? I don't know. Anyway, I wrote, this version of humans is designed to be manipulated continuously. Q. Also, the ascension process is all of us living our highest excitement. Q. So the next page I asked my kids to read, look at, was a heart being. And wrote, this is on the Creation Light Chip, the light only works in the now. Ron Amatron and Q have said this. And in it, oh, back, it's a gingerbread man with a heart. And the heart, I just used little colorful markers to make what felt like this burst of energy. And there's so much, I'll feel like other illustrations can come from just discussing the heart. When we go in the heart, where does that take us? To me, it's actually space I go into and envision from. That's a whole other conversation. So what did I write? Heart being, go within, highway to source, presence, highest excitement, peace, energy, neutrality, state of being, inspiration, our creative force, synchronicity, feeling the truth, our compass, limitless creators, ascension. We are spirit beings experiencing through a human vessel, Q. Right now, everyone can choose what they prefer, Q. So anyway, you choose, take it, use it, do whatever you want, rip it up, burn it, start a fire. It doesn't matter. It's just a demonstration of my inspiration at the moment. So I wanted to share, though, what was interesting. Now, my children, they're wise beings. They are wise beings, but they also live in the world, you know. They go through life. They're not aware of the terrain that they're living in, except for when they ask me a question, or more likely, I share my little seed of wisdom, whether it's welcomed or not. It's always welcomed. It's always welcomed. So my daughter, I had a conversation with, a long conversation. It was, again, the beautiful gift was to open up a conversation with someone where we might not normally go into this. So it was prompted out of love. She shared her feedback. And I said, darn, I'm not going to remember all of this because I just don't. But what I do remember, and I have permission for my children to share, of course, and she said, you know, when I look at the first picture of the mind being, she said, I really like the scribble around the brain. It reminded me of, if people have heard of it, I know in outside of the United States, there was a comic strip called Charlie Brown. No, I take it back. Yeah, it is Charlie Brown, the Peanut Gang. And in that comic strip was a character called Pigpen. Now they showed Pigpen. It's kind of the kid that didn't wash. Always, you know, he was just kind of dirty. So they always kind of showed a little mess of dirt following behind him. It was animated, illustrated. So she said, it kind of reminds me of that. And she said, when I read through the words, even those words sort of intone that feeling of being a little dirty, a little cloudy and dusty. And she said, and then when I went to the second page and saw the colorful brightness of the heart and reading those words, she said, it's almost like there was a glass wall that went up. And I was from in the on the heart page, it was cleaner. I felt good. It was beautiful. She said, in that glass, I could see the mind stuff going on, but I didn't have to be, what's the word she used? I forget the word she used, but I didn't have to be affected by it. I didn't have to be dirtied by it. And I'm like, wow. That was the greatest gift to hear that. I felt so filled, and the conversation that went on was really interesting to break down some of the words and point out where the video game, it's not just innocent, or that she said, oh, I like that you wrote tell a vision. I didn't come with that up with that. I'm just sharing cues as he's inspired and others. I felt the awakenings happen more and more in her, just based on the conversation of this, and felt this person, it's my daughter, so of course I'll speak. Oh, I like and love my children, so I'd really respect them and honor them. So it's, you won't hear me ever saying anything negative about them because I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Maybe that just goes without saying. But to feel her express that, I'll just say, Q, I can only imagine that's probably how Q felt when we would call up with our stories and then revelations and excitements. It's how I felt hearing that. And then I'll just leave that there. Now I just have to go on my phone for a minute, because my son texted me. He's been really busy doing something. So I had no expectations. If my kids got back to me, it was okay. I was going to share either way. But he texted me the response, and I'll read. Give me a second. Let me just see here. I want to read. Let me cut out the... sorry, I missed your text yesterday. Okay. I don't know when your show runs. So my children know. I have a radio show, and they're super excited. But I did not tell them the name, and I said they couldn't. I've shared this before and said you can't tune in yet until you've listened to 12 Q shows. And anyway, they're okay with that. They know me. They know I do me. But they always ask about it, which is neat. So they're participating in their way. And it's kind of neat too, because now they don't have an obligation to do something if they're not inspired. So I love it. It works out great. So, okay. I guess I don't know when your show. Okay. This is how he's summarizing it. But he says, number one, which is the mind being. This is his description. The mind being is kind of a selfish way to go about things, and one that's definitely pretty easy to fall into. But it's really just going for immediate satisfaction, which may give small dopamine spikes, but is never going to culminate in anything lasting. Again, they don't speak this language. They know. They have their truth. Now, am I feeling this because these are my kids? I don't know. I feel like it's pretty profound. Okay, number two, he states, it becomes very evidently the better way to go, especially when pictured so succinctly. It can actually build a constant state of content versus fleeting moments of happiness. Living from the heart also seems like a more honest way to go. You may not always be doing what others want from you. And then bear with me 1 minute. Did I do that? Sorry, bear with me 1 minute. Let me just go to the message. Okay. Living from the heart, let me just repeat this. Living from the heart also seems like a more honest way to go. You may not always be doing what others want from you, but it's also not leaving them with any false expectations. Have a good show, Mama. You may not always be doing what others want from you. Isn't that what Q had shared with us? It's what I observed in my experience. When I start living my highest excitement, when I start participating in what I want, what feeds my spirit, people got pissed off at me. I'm not living their expectations. It's not easy. It's where I use the word brutal. You stop playing in other people's movie. You mentioned that, Kelly, about the movie. I love my movie. Some of the scenes in the movie aren't always my favorite, but I love my movie. So back to what he writes. You may not always be doing what others want for you, from you, but it's also not leaving them with any false expectations. Wow, isn't that showing up in your truth? Isn't that being completely yourself? Isn't that when we do what we prefer, isn't it then good for everyone? Sounds like Asha. Yes, of course. That's how we know we're helping others or just by being ourself. It's a natural state of the light to express and go and play, like the dolphin, like the cats, like the seals. That's our natural state. This is so exciting me to read it because one, I know you can feel as a mom to feel that joy in my own life's experience. I know these beings came to me. They helped me. They helped me grow my light and center myself because I up-leveled with their presence because of the clarity to recognize that this light came through me and it was my mission to raise them to then do the same, to know themselves and grow their light. So the other part that's exciting is kind of what I shared too, and it's why I posted on the page in the roughness of my creation. It's very rough. The handwriting's rough, but I didn't expect to get this feeling by sharing it, by the feedback, is the level of conversation. You know, you come across as like, damn, so these people are asleep. Like, I just have to stop avoiding people because I can't sit through small talk anymore. I just can't do it. But I combine this with the response I receive from my kids and the outside of your state of being. It showed me, has shown me, has inspired me now for perhaps another way to communicate. Another way, just I felt there's other people I can share this with. Now, I'm not trying to go out there, but not, and I won't actively go share it only when I'm inspired. It kind of reminds me of when I was talking to a young friend of mine and just drop the seed is, how would you know if Jesus walked in the room? You know, to me, this is another seed to start a deeper conversation. I realize a lot of the small talk that I was around with people, I'm participating in it too. Because I was saying, I was feeling, well, that's all they're really comfortable with. So I just dimmed my light. Now I realize I can scream my dimmer way up. Way up. It might clear the space. Or if I see like someone hovering, hanging around, like, huh, it's kind of curious. I now have a different way to share. I don't even have to show them this document, but talk about it in a different way. It just felt, I don't know, gentle. It was my inspiration. Didn't really even think about it. How do you talk about it? How do you, what Q used to say, how do you put it in a can? How do you start conversations? If or not, or not. I had a great conversation out, like I shared with breaking the timelines in the clouds, but it was a whole different conversation. Incredible. It's inspiring, so inspiring to me. So anyway, please enjoy if you will, take it, use it, burn it. It's there if you like. If not, that's all good too. So it's already been 45 minutes and I can chat, I guess. I just wanted to test myself, see myself. It is so inspiring to be here. It is such an honor. Really, I just with great here's what Kiwi's caught me at, with great care. Yes, it's with great care. May you feel, always feel my heart, Lauren's heart. We like to be funny. We like to be silly, but we also really love to help. We really love to just be in the coffee chat and hang out with all of you. How do I know it's helping? Sometimes I always get a message when I ask that question. That's the other thing, to the listener, to all the listeners. When I ask it out loud to the universe, guarantee you. On some shows, I would say, wow, is this even making a difference? You know, we're just silly. We're talking about every single time something came through. Every single time. So I just speak out loud more. I just say more. It's kind of why we were talking about the hussy hut. Creative factor that the universe responds. And on that, I made a yummy juice. Pineapple juice. Ginger, cucumbers, and cilantro. So delicious. Really delicious. Because after that, when you stop eating for, oh, I had it verified. I did do that fast for 4.5 days when I really would have bet money that it was 3.5. My daughter confirmed it. I'm like, okay. Anyway, coming off of something like that is a little bit of a process. It actually takes longer than the actual fast itself. Anyway, separate note. So I've been reviewing. I feel most people know I'm always inspired listening to Q's previous recordings and the synchronous. Oh, there is a synchronicity. Let me go to that. From the PRQ that was played as we speak. So it's interesting. As we speak in a collective direction, this is Q. Q was talking about starting these shows on the radio. It's fabulous. This is what he's saying. It is fabulous how synchronicity works in the universe. If we see it, know it, it shows up. If you have doubt, if you have fear, you are not going to get there. If you see it, you know it, you know it, you know it. It will show up right on time. All the people and all the resources will show up right on time. Just like for this show, my son texted me back. Literally, it was 25 minutes before the show. How did I even see it? Because I was tuning into Kelly, I was listening to Sting, and my alarm went off. That's how I saw it. Synchronicity. Oh, I'm just seeing something I wrote down. This is the funniest. I never heard this from Q. It cracks me up. And I just think I would put this on the wash, rinse, repeat list. He said he wanted to make a magnet that stated, I will not do shit that I don't like anymore. Oh, I love it. I will not do shit that I don't like anymore. Me neither, Q. so funny. Endless humor. So as I was reviewing other shows, and Kelly, we talked a little about this. Kelly and I got to chat Angel yesterday, and we just shared about a couple synchronicities. And I'll tell you, I am not on the phone. I am not on the phone. So it's rare even to have conversations. And it's always my honor and joy when we do connect. But ascension. Kelly started to share some of the time. I said, stop talking, because everyone's going to think I took your work. I didn't. So we didn't speak about it anymore, but I heard some of the parts of your show, and you shared some things. So a question was posed to Q: is ascension going to happen this time? Q states, the question should be, I love this, the question should be, why haven't you reached a pinnacle at a higher frequency of ascension? Why is it that you are not already there? I go back and forth waiting for the rest of you. I live at a higher frequency. I have seen you in my presence at a very ascended level, as an example. And then we go somewhere else. We go to the mall at a lower level. You can be ascended right now. I love that. It's just a reminder to who we are. It was the pivot switch where I recognize myself outside of here. I want to live my outside of here self. And then Q states that he's seen us there. We're there. Okay, I'm there. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm there. Yes. And as I start tapping into that space, growing my peace, it all starts coming back to me. I've had, this is what I was pondering at the beginning. Do I share or not? Yeah, sure. Why not? Sometimes I just try and feel it. I feel this is fine. Q had shared, we're all time travelers. So it just became crystallized that a moment I had many, many years ago was actually me time traveling in the future. To me, it was just an image, an impression, really an impression, a vast impression, which is when I became a cheerleader to people. You're never going to believe it's happening. You're not going to believe it. Oh my gosh, amazing things are happening. Crickets, crickets. And it kept coming back to me, the impression, oh, it's my time. I was there in the future as well. My capabilities are, I'm seeing them. I've seen them. It's coming to me more crystallized of how it works, how I work, how my spirit goes. Now I take that it spontaneously and populate that feeling through my other files, and other moments come back to my forefront when I had knowledge coming in, when I had light coming in, when I knew more about myself, who I truly was. And it has been there for a long time. I just didn't know how to sort it, or I did sort it and didn't know it, that doesn't matter. But it's crystallizing, and I just share in case any of you, it's just another way of looking at it. It's how I've seen it. So I just felt to share it. So another piece that I highlighted that Q shared, someone he was asked, what is time? He said, there's no such thing as time, right? We know that we are literally creating the space you are in based on the belief that you understand that you are in planet Earth, which also believes it's planet Earth. And every being around you believes it is the being it is, the grass, the rock, the tree. We are all creating this reality. We are a consciousness, spirit being, creating the experience of the expression of yourself, your spirit, through the individual that you are in. It's a very vast topic. So that's why I love that for the people brought out in the singularity event post, that they mentioned a character, a being that's creating difficulties for us. Because it's just a reminder that it's still here. It's a reminder to myself as I reflected and reviewed the prior week in full knowing that a difficult moment wasn't me, the furball wasn't me, but there was a process and a need. I know this now in myself. It serves me when I release it. I am always now jump 5 steps ahead when that happens. So I don't see it as I observe that it was messy middle, but it's also the magnificent middle because it serves such a great purpose. It just clears the vessel more. So it's a way of looking at when difficulties, quote, happen or not. How are we creating it? It's weaving it back and forth, back and forth. That's how I see things. So I cannot believe it. I'm getting 3 minutes from BBS. Wow. I love hanging out in the green room with BBS before the show. I said, please save me if you hear me stuttering or faltering or whatever. So I guess I didn't do that. It has been an honor, really, to be with you all. Oh, I love you, BBS. You're the best. Yes, BBS, the station of the light. Amazing things happening. Again, read the Singularity Event. It was very inspiring to me, and all that they share. Happy Q Day. It's always Q Day and unstoppable love. Again, we have the shows linked. Correct me if I'm wrong, BBS. I should have checked the schedule because my mind goes flaky, but is down and dirty. I'm pretty sure they're after us. And I hope they are. My apologies. I'm pretty sure they are. Anyway, it's always a joy and always a pleasure. My sister, I hope you didn't listen. And I send so much love to everyone for the listeners. Thank you for the space you're holding. Thank you for being with us. May unstoppable love continue, and we'll see you next week at the Happy Hour Show. Beautiful day to everyone. Thank you, BBS.